Surat Al-Mulk. In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. Blessed be He in whose hands is the kingdom of the universe, has power over all things, one who created death and life so that He may put you to test to find out which of you is best in deeds. He is the Almighty, the All-Forgiving, the one who created the seven heavens one above another. You will not see any flaw in the creation of the Compassionate. Look once again. Do you see any flaw? Then look still another time. Yet again your sight will come back bewildered and feel exhausted. We have decorated the heaven of this world with lamps, and we made them as missiles for pelting the shaitans, and thus prepare for them the scourge of flames. As for those who disbelieve their Rabb, there will be the punishment of hell, which is an evil abode. When they be plunged into its fire, they shall hear its roaring and boiling, as though bursting with rage. Every time a group is plunged therein, its guards will ask, "Did not a warner come to you?" They will answer, "Yes, indeed, a warner did come to us, but rejected him and said, 'Allah has revealed nothing. You are merely in gross error.'" They will further say, "Had we only listened or used our intelligence, we would have not been among the inmates of the blazing fire." Thus shall they confess their sin, so away from the mercy of Allah will be the dwellers of hell. As for those who fear their Rabb, although they have not seen Him, shall have forgiveness and a great reward. Whether you speak in secret or aloud, surely He is aware of all that is in the breasts. Would He who has created them not know? He is the knower of finest mysteries and aware of everything. It is He who has made the earth subservient to you, to walk through its tracts and eat of His provided sustenance. To Him is the return at resurrection. Do you feel secure that He who is in heaven will not cause the earth to cave in beneath you and start shaking suddenly? Or do you feel secure that He who is in heaven will not send against you a violent tornado? Then you shall know how was my warning. Those who have gone before them likewise disbelieved. Then see how terrible was the way I rejected them. Do they not observe the birds above them, spreading their wings and folding them? None could hold them up except the Compassionate. Surely it is He who watches over all things. What force is there that can help you besides the Compassionate? In fact, the unbelievers are suffering from delusion. Or who is there that can provide you if He withholds His provision? Yet they persist in rebellion and aversion from the truth. Just think, who is rightly guided? He who walks with his face bent down, or he who walks properly on an even path? Say, it is He who has brought you into being, gave you the faculties of hearing, seeing, feeling, and understanding, yet you are seldom thankful. Say, it is He who has multiplied you in the earth, and before Him you shall all be assembled. They ask, when will this promise be fulfilled if what you say is true? Tell them, Allah alone has the knowledge of that. My mission is only to warn you plainly, but when they shall see it close at hand, the faces of the disbelievers will turn black with gloom, and it will be said to them, this is what you were calling for. Further say, have you ever considered that even if Allah destroys me as well as those with me, or bestows His mercy on us, who will save the disbelievers from a painful punishment? Say, He is the Compassionate. In Him we have believed, and in Him we have put our trust. Soon you will find out which one of us is in the manifest error. Say, have you ever considered that if all the water you have sink down in the ground, who is it that will bring you the clear flowing water? Noon.